Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Mackey, Pirates Insider, Post-Gazette, is with us. Jason, why are even the Pirates' biggest backers pissed off today?
I think it was the wrong time for a comment like that. I mean, I understand what Charrington is saying. I don't think what happened yesterday is any sort of like indication of whether they have this figured out or not. I just don't think it was what people want to hear. And I think a lot of people went into this season thinking, okay, they're not going to be great, but like, we're bought in. We want to see the young guys. And I think people are tired of seeing Josh Van Meter and Yoshi Tsutsugo. And
so why are we still seeing them?
I mean, it's a great question. I don't have a great answer for you, other than they feel an obligation to give these guys, or maybe not obligation, but like, they feel like they have to give these guys a certain amount of runway to show if they can still play. I think we've reached that, or we're bumping our heads against it.
Does service time have anything to do with this?
Prospects that they care about, but it's not great. What's that, Chris?
Sorry, does service time have anything to do with this at this point, or have we passed that window at this juncture?
We're past that window.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they would accrue service time, but I don't.
The concerns that they would,
control.
Yeah, the concerns that they would have about it. Those are not a factor in this, is the what you're telling me, though.
No, and I mean, I'm trying to logically explain this. I'm not saying I agree with it. But, like, you sign veteran players, and they're already a little skittish to come to Pittsburgh, right? Because of how much you're going to spend on the major league product. Do they have a chance to win here? Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Well, you do that, and then you pull the plug 36 games in. I think people are even more reticent to sign with your team. I think that's something you're guarding against. But, you know, if guys aren't producing, you can't keep running them out there. So sooner or later, they're going to have to turn this thing over. And I think fans want to do it now, and management's trying to stay patient. And then you have Charrington on the radio talking about how they're really happy with things. I mean, you just can't say that.
They have the worst run differential in baseball today,
40 games in,
a quarter of the way through the season. I mean, you're watching them every day. Are they really that bad?
Yes, they are. And I'm okay with that.
Is that the plan for them to be bad this year? Do you think that that's what Charrington wanted?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You just can't go on the radio and say that, like, you know, we're really seeing signs of progress. And, like, I know what Ben's talking about. You know, they're talking about doing things differently with pitchers. I have no problem with that. They're talking about, you know, when to pull a guy, when to leave a guy. Fine, whatever. That's just not what your fan base wants to hear right now. It's not what your fan base deserves to hear based on what they're being forced to watch. You just can't do that. I mean, people, human beings pay to go to your ballpark. And the Pirates, to their credit, do a lot of things that are very computer-based, numbers-based. This is not one of those things. This is a read-the-room thing, and the Pirates did not do it.
Yeah, the thing that would bother me about those comments in particular is that when I hear or I read them, and I hear Pony play them, about, like, our processes are good, essentially, Jason, that always creates in my mind the image of a team that's really thinking multiple steps ahead, that dots the I's and crosses the T's. And, like, I could even reconcile, they don't have very many good players. They have a ton of errors, too. So, like, I don't really want to hear about, I guess, and I would imagine fans feel this way, when they're playing such sloppy baseball defensively, I don't really want to hear about the ways in which they are structurally doing things the right way behind the scenes, because what happens on the field is a comedy of errors too often.
Yeah, and people want blood, and I don't mean that in a malicious way. It's just like, they care. They're emotionally invested. They want to see you emotionally invested. And I don't think that's something the Pirates do very well.
Well, the diehards are out for the pitching coach. They want him fired, I noticed. The diehards are really scathing this guy because of the Keller performance, what Cool's doing, what Clay Holmes is doing now. Like, they want this guy out. Is that is that just an emotional thing, Jason, or is there some truth to that?
No, I don't think that's an emotional thing. I don't think, I completely understand that. The performance hasn't been there.
But if the performance is supposed to be bad on purpose, then how do you blame the pitching coach for it?
Because you should be able to bring veteran players in here and make them better. They should not have to go elsewhere to be good. And that has happened far too many times, and it's a trend that the Pirates needed to stop with this new regime and clearly have not. Like, that is something that I can tell you firsthand really, really bothered Bob Nutting. You look at players that go elsewhere. Garrett Cole got better when he left. Tyler Glasnow got better than when he left. What's happening now? Chad Kuhl got better when he left. Clay Holmes got better than he left. It hasn't been fixed, and that's been on Oscar Marin's watch. And, are they really pitching that much better right now? No. I mean, you could fire him tomorrow. I wouldn't argue with you. You could say you have until the end of the year to figure it out. I also wouldn't argue with you, but I can't sit here and say that the performance has been good enough even for what the roster is. It hasn't been.
Jason, here's another element to this. I think a thing that they have studiously avoided saying is specifically the word rebuild publicly, correct? I'm not imagining that. They have avoided that word like the plague.
Yeah, there's been like one or two times where they've actually said it.
But by and large, they haven't, right?
Yeah,
okay,
correct.
So here's my other issue. And I wonder, maybe I'm speaking for a bunch of the people that you would get some messages from in a mailbag. If I know the team is rebuilding because they've just explicitly said it and there's been some sort of battle plan laid out, like they're straight up saying it to me and not implying it with what I'm seeing on the field every night, for example, I have a much easier time with the numbers across the board being as bad as they are, even if it's veterans who are just trying to latch on here and then get traded, even if they're the ones responsible and I want to see the youth movement. If there has been an explicit statement like, yes, this is what we're doing, we know it kind of sucks, bear with us, I would feel a lot better about it. But because they have studiously and almost completely avoided using that word or those terms, even though I know what's happening in front of my eyes, it's frustrating that they won't acknowledge it as such.
I couldn't agree with you more, Chris.
Wow.
I think there are legions of people that would agree with both of us, man. The best thing the New York Rangers did before they got good was send that letter to their fans. The Pirates should have done the same thing. People would have so much more patience if you're just straight up with them. Anybody that looked at the Pirates before this regime took over and didn't think that they needed to make some like serious changes on how they did things, I mean, you're delusional. And the Pirates, by and large, have made some really good changes. Give them a lot of credit for what they're doing in the minor leagues. And, this is a product of that. This year is just difficult. I understand them not spending a ton of money right now. It is more important to extend Brian Reynolds and sign Key Brian Hayes and do all this stuff. They're doing exactly what they should be doing. They've improved some stuff at the minor league level. But this year to fans should be about, look, here's the young kids you're going to see. Here's why you need to buy in on the ground floor. We're going to talk about these kids. We're going to let you up close and personal. We want you to grow with us. But what their actions have shown, it's the exact opposite. They don't talk about development. They don't let you in on the process. They're not playing the kids. So I don't understand that. I mean, you can't expect fans to just go to the ballpark out of sheer habit, even if you run Josh Van Meter out there. People aren't going to buy tickets to see that. They're not stupid.
Now, what is all this talk about how the big hot name now that we're going to hear over the next 2 months is Bednar, that teams want to get David Bednar, that they're going to trade the young kid from Pittsburgh at the deadline, even though he's got years of control left? Are you buying that, Jason? Is that actually
a
no, you're not. So then why do you have these people out there saying that he is on the trade block? Who are these people doing that? These are baseball insiders who are doing this.
Well,
you don't buy it?
I would love to send me a link, Tony. Text me a link to where the Pirates have put him on the trade block.
Well, because I don't know if they've put him on the block. I'm saying that they're going to get offers and they might listen to him and maybe do it.
If he's their best chip.
Who said that they might listen and they might do it?
I'm looking at one right now. Hold on.
I'm just screwed.
No, hold on. I'm going to pull it up right now for you. Give me a hot second. Jim Bowden. Hottest reliever name at the deadline will be David Bednar. Boom.
I mean, one, Ben Cherington should absolutely listen. Should he do something? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, teams are going to call about Bednar. They should call about Bednar. The Pirates have traded so many guys, of course. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you try to make that deal? You can't sign the guy that has become one of the best closers and one best relievers in baseball, who's from here, who represents everything that is good about what is happening. Right? You just can't do it. You can't do it.
How about Reynolds?
I think it's circumstantial. I can't imagine anybody would be calling based on what his first half was. But, and you know, I don't like it from a business reason, Andrew, just because I think Brian Reynolds is a lot better than he's shown so far. I'm not really breaking any news there. And, like, why would you trade an asset at its lowest point? You know, if anything, I'd try to maybe add some money on top of that and bet on Reynolds and try to get the extension done now. But I just, you know, I can't possibly see it netting a return where I'd feel good enough about it that they did it right now.
Jason, do you think that Charrington, or to what degree do you think Charrington and Shelton are on the same page at this point? Because I know the GM talks about how much he likes their processes, and yet I also know that the manager basically said, yeah, but our execution stinks. I have to believe that there might be some, I'm not going to say tension, but that Shelton probably wants to be managing young guys up at the big league club who actually have a future rather than the Van Meters of the world at this moment in time.
Honestly, Chris, I don't agree with you there. I agreed with you on the other point. I don't think that there's any sort of like tension. I think they view this thing the exact same way. I really do. I think Shelton would maybe like to have some better players, but I think he legitimately thinks that these guys need to be down here, and I think they're both in it for the long haul. I don't view what's happening right now as them being on a different page. If anything, the way Shelton talked about it after the game, I think they, like, you know, I'm sure he was prepped and told, like, look, this is out here on Twitter. Your GM's getting absolutely crushed. Like, you're going to get asked about this. I think you need to, you know, sort of give the people a pound of flesh, so to speak. I mean, that's what I took from it. And his answer was just a little bit better than Charrington.
All right, Jason.
Should Pony start a chicken coop in his backyard?
100%. I can't believe he doesn't have one already.
There you go. Wow. There's a big endorsement.
You're not getting many other endorsements, though, from people right now, Pony.
Are they verified on Twitter like Jason?
Malzy?
Malzy said not to name him because that's going to make it harder to eat him eventually.
Yeah, he thinks eventually once they it gets to the point where they've been there long enough, he's going to eat them. I said you can't name an animal.
Well, now I'm getting texts that they lay eggs for 7 years.
You cannot name that chicken. And you most certainly, if you're going to eat it, cannot name it Lil Malzy. Although I like that Seinfeld callback.
I hope they clip that bit for a fan promo right there.
I like that Seinfeld callback. If that was a Lil Jerry reference, I'm all for it here, man.
Check him out in the Post-Gazette.
Of course it was.
Jason Mackey. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.